end of the all-season program, they had a month to go on their own. We sent them home, you know, a workout package. So you hope that they're going to that next level, and then when they come in, that they're ready to go. It's something that you definitely have to keep up at this time of the year. Coach Reed has made a really nice schedule to get the most out of each day with our guys. So they practice in the morning, so they get the hard practice done with in the morning. And then we're teaching recovery. They eat, they get a little rest, and they come down for meetings and walkthrough. Then we'll split them up. Half will come with us in the weight room, and the other half will go with Rip Burkhalter and his crew with the trainers. And they help us a ton. Right now, because the weights aren't so heavy, we don't have to take such long rest periods. They'll do a set, and then we have it usually coupled with another exercise. For instance, say if we do a squat, we may do your set of squats and then a short rest, and then they'll go do lat row. And then they'll come back, and we'll go through three or four rounds of that. Then we'll go to the next set of exercises. So not only are you able to help keep your strength levels up, it's helping your conditioning also.
Come on, close the deal.
Say 10 is the hardest. Throughout the season, you're always staying between that 7 and 9, that you're not really going over past that 9. Because if you go past that 9 up to that 10, then you will peak, and then you'll need some big-time recovery behind it. And you, during the season, you don't get that. So the key there is to keep it between that 7 and 9 range right there of intensity throughout the season. That's a big key right there, keeping it moderately hard throughout the season instead of very hard. You got to have guys that are compliant, that will buy into what you're doing, and they'll go at it hard. There's no magic out there. The magic is working hard and working hard consistently. And I think these guys know it. They're very knowledgeable athletes, players. They buy in and they work hard. And today's athlete is more knowledgeable of weight training and nutrition and conditioning and things like that than yesteryears. And I think by that, that helps us, because then they know how bad they need to do that. I'm just really concentrating on their health, just like the trainers, you know, staying hydrated. You know, let's work hard in that weight room. And, you know, we coach the whole team, just not one position. And I have great guys, you know, Brent and Travis, that work with me that are wonderful. You know, so it's not a one-man show by no means. They do a great job in working with these guys and really getting to know them and trying to keep them as healthy and as strong as possible. You want to always try to bring them to places they've never been, to reach their abilities, you know, far better than what they think that they can.